This is Clayton for Podcast Radio Business. We're joined by Joanna Zhou, China Commercial Manager at Holland & Barrett. And we're here to discuss how the UK and European exports to China via Alibaba grew by a third to 32.3 billion euros. Thank you for joining us, Joanna.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Too bad, not too bad, yeah.
Excellent. So Joanna, please tell me more about your role at Holland & Barrett.
I'm the China Commercial Manager at Holland & Barrett. So what I do is I basically bring the Holland & Barrett brand to the Chinese consumers by identifying what product is suitable for China, what channel we shall go into China via, what should be our business model, who we work with, how we communicate our brand to China. And basically, I am the bridge between, you know, a big British institution that's 150 years old to our Chinese customers, business partners, channels, service provider, influencer, and eventually to the end consumers. So that's what I do.
And for those that don't know, Holland & Barrett have been on the British High Street now 150 years, dealing in health foods, healthcare, and so many different products. Is that a major draw for the Chinese consumer?
Definitely it is, because Holland & Barrett has 150 years history. You know, for many Chinese consumers, there's value in country of origin. You know, first of all, being British, there's positive connotation with it. There's high perceived quality and there's prestige, being inspirational and trustworthy. And also, you know, a brand like Holland & Barrett with long history, there are lots of stories similar to some of the other British and European brands. You know, when you have long history, you've got lots of stories, heritage, and Chinese consumers are very much drawn to such compelling narratives. And, you know, for those of the people around living in the UK, you know, there are lots of Holland & Barrett signage stores on the high streets. And therefore, when Chinese visitors travel into the UK, they see them, they are aware of the brand. And there are also lots of Chinese students, expats coming to live in the UK for a while, and then they go back. So those people get to know the brand and experience the brand in the UK, and they kind of bring that experience back and keep that relationship with the brand.
UK businesses would like to expand into China because they know that there's a massive market there for them. Do you think that Alibaba and other platforms like the Tmall platform help avoid the need for Chinese language proficiency? Because we in the UK, sadly, we don't always learn a second language. So we always see that as a barrier to trade. Do places like Tmall and Alibaba really help the UK business in order to cross that barrier, that bridge?
Definitely. You know, for me, you see me, I'm born and raised in China, I work for Holland & Barrett now. But before I joined the company, Holland & Barrett has already started their journey into China via Tmall Global without me, without somebody know the language. But they managed to start, take the first step. Because China is such a huge economy, it is really interesting, fascinating. Sometimes it can be tricky to start, but it will be rewarding eventually after you navigate the regulation and how to enter the market. And in our case, I mean, Alibaba, Tmall Global definitely helped Holland & Barrett to make that start in the beginning without, you know, your first China employee being on board. And it depends on every brand's situation, right? So as you grow, you can get somebody who knows the language. But with all that, Alibaba definitely helped us to start that with the right partners, the platform, the kind of store that we work with, how we bring the product over, all of that. You know, we all know things are difficult to start in the beginning, but they manage to do it without someone knowing the second language.
Tmall and Tmall Global are names that I haven't heard before until today. What's their relationship with Alibaba? Are they the same company or do they work together? How does that work?
So the Alibaba Group is this big corporate with lots of services underneath. And it is a company over 20 years history, but it's an enormous, enormous company. And their flagship service, I would say, is this e-commerce service, enable brands to sell on them as a marketplace. So initially, this is all within China, where brands started selling to consumers within China. But as they grow, they see the opportunity that international brands also want to enter China via that platform. So Tmall is the name. It is the consumer-facing platform where consumer can shop. It is similar to Amazon, but it's more complicated and sophisticated. And Tmall Global is a small subset within Tmall, where the brands can enter the platform, enter the market without being 100% complying with China regulations. You do not need to translate your label to be Chinese. It is easier to enter the market by going on Tmall Global to test the water. And if you see success, if you identify what product works you the best, then you can go through proper regulation check and translate the label and go into China, either via e-commerce or being in retail space. So Alibaba is a big corporate with various services, including e-commerce. You know, the ones that I haven't mentioned are their supply chain solutions, their digital marketing advertisement solutions, and many others. That's all under the Alibaba Group.
Wow. So as the China commercial manager at Holland & Barrett, could you share with some of maybe the smaller businesses some strategies employed to successfully launch and operate an e-commerce business in China? Do we go to Tmall Global or Alibaba? How has it worked for Holland & Barrett?
Sure. You definitely can start with Alibaba's platform, Tmall, which we did, and it has proven to be a great starting point that we have seen lots of success over just a few years in the past. And how do a brand go about doing it? So I would say to start with, we all do some desktop analysis exercise to understand the market landscape, understand the sector, the industry that we are in. And we study our end consumers, who we are targeting, and we look at competitors. And by competitors, I mean other Chinese brands in the same sector or other international brands who have entered China earlier than us. And they are good competitors to study as well. Definitely the next step, I would say, you know, it's good to join organizations like Department for Business and Trade, or, you know, join the trade mission or join China Britain Business Council to visit the market, or you can go with Alibaba's contacts as well, visit their offices, meet the people, meet potential business partners to understand what can be the potential business model, who we can work with. And also being in the market, you're in the shop, you see the city, you see the country, you taste the food, you get to be live the life in your target consumer's shoes a little bit, have a flavor of that, and that will all help to form your thinking. And the next step, I would say, definitely learn from other brands in the sector. You know, read their success story, but really dig deeper. What has made them make it? And what was their turning point from a smaller scale to scale up? And can that be duplicated in our brand situation? Is that sustainable? Can that be maintained? And what are their real challenges? And what will we face it when it were our turn, right?
That's excellent news, because what happens is sometimes people look at the success stories, but they don't always look at the failures. And sometimes you learn more from the failure than you do from the success.
Definitely, yes. Both are very valuable for brands who are following their footsteps, internationalizing slightly later.
So as China commercial manager, what's your next step with Holland & Barrett? You've got a massive company that's still got a strong presence on the high street, rebranding, new TV adverts. You've got a lot going on there. How is that helping you, and what's your plans going forward?
Definitely. All the activities that we carry out in the UK, you know, give us lots of confidence as a brand. We are there for the long term. We have been around for 150 years. We're very young in China, and we have ambitious plan for that market. So half of it is really, you know, do everything basic but better and elevate ourselves, see all the opportunity to turbocharge, you know, how we can penetrate the channel further. We have lots of good product already in China. How can we bring more product over that are relevant, resonating, continue to innovate and stay competitive in the market that aligns with end consumers' expectation? And one key thing is in the UK, we're already quite well known being present on the high street for 150 years. But in China, you know, we are still at a very infancy stage. We would like to be known to a wider audience through more brand communication. A lot of that is actually digital marketing nowadays, a lot less, maybe less TV in China, but more digital as consumers are having lots of digital airtime over there. You know, on average, I think people are on their phone for, I can't remember the latest figure, but really long hours. So how can we navigate that overall digital landscape to target our end consumers? And that's really our key next step.
In your role at Holland & Barrett, what key insights have you learned about catering to the preferences and behaviors of Chinese consumers in the health and wellness sector?
So what British consumer normally like can be very different from Chinese consumer. For example, vitamin D is actually one of the key products that we sell in the UK. And because, you know, we don't get too much sunshine here, British consumers are very well aware of vitamin D. It will help them stay healthy in the wintertime. But that is not the key concern over there, just because, you know, culturally, climate, they're different. But in China, you know, a few sectors that are really popular are really related to the local and societal cultural narratives. For example, beauty within sector, you know, which means like collagens, grape seed products are really popular in China because this constant drive wanting to look good. Why not look good, look young, look beautiful? And the narrative of there is you probably should have started anti-aging routine much younger than a typical British consumer here. And another example is, I would say in general, you know, work-life balance in China is very different from here. People have really long working hours over there. And as a result of that, people have a strong demand for like sleep-related product or heart health, liver health, just because they fit into the local lifestyle. And that's sometimes we see the difference between Chinese consumers and British consumers. So as somebody who bridged the gap between such a big British institution with Chinese end consumer, we got to bear that in our mind when we develop our long-term strategies, because we got to stay true to our home country, to our brand identity, as well as true to what our end Chinese consumer need and echo their daily life routines, really.
With all this in mind, where can our podcast radio business listeners go to for more information?
About Holland & Barrett, definitely hit our hollandandbarrett.com website where you will find lots of products. We have an amazing new food range, our vitamin supplements range, and we also have nutritionist appointment where end consumer can speak to someone and get the right advices. And I think on Alibaba has published their report in terms of their opportunity into China. Feel free to check that out. And so hopefully that will be beneficial for individuals as well as for business owners.
So Joanna Zhou, China Commercial Manager, Holland & Barrett, thank you for joining us on Podcast Radio Business.
Thank you, Colette, for having me.
You're most welcome.